With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. A Frenchtown high school music teacher has pleaded not guilty to fondling and other inappropriate touching of two female students. The Missoulian Report's Troy Basher pleaded not guilty Wednesday to felony and misdemeanor counts of sexual assault. Prosecutors say the felony charge stems from inappropriate contact that Basher had with a student that spanned from the summer of 2014 to early 2017. The misdemeanor charge is related to a different student in 2016. Basher remains released on conditions that include no contact with minors. Basher has been on paid leave from the Frenchtown School District since the misdemeanor charge was filed in October. Western U.S. governors have released their first region-wide list of the worst invasive species for their states. The 50 pests on the list range from weeds and wild boars to insects and amphibians. Pests that have long been in the headlines before include water-gulping salt cedar trees and quagga mussels, which clog water and sewer pipelines. Others may be surprises, including feral cats. At least two diseases made the list: white nose syndrome, which infects bats, and whirling disease, which attacks fish. The association says salt cedars are the worst land-based invasive species. The Eurasian water milfoil is the worst in the water. The list is based on a survey of state invasive species coordinators. The Western Governors Association wants to prioritize efforts to defend against the intruders. In Montana, invasive zebra and quagga mussel larvae were discovered for the first time in 2016. Some boat launches on Tiber Reservoir will be closed this summer to lessen the likelihood of contaminating other Montana lakes and rivers with invasive mussels. Nikki Ouellette reports.
Boaters will only be able to launch from the Tiber Marina and the VFW campground, where inspectors will be on hand to check for invasive hitchhikers before and after launch and decontaminate boats if necessary. Invasive zebra and quagga mussel larvae were discovered for the first time in Tiber and Canyon Ferry reservoirs in 2016. Subsequent tests haven't found more mussels, but traces of mussel DNA were found in Tiber last summer. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks requires mandatory decontaminations for boats coming off the two lakes, but that doesn't always happen. According to the Upper Columbia Conservation Commission, created by the Montana legislature last year to protect the headwaters of the last major river basin in the country still free of the invasive mussels, nearly 100 boats were not inspected or decontaminated after leaving Tiber and Canyon Ferry last summer. In a January letter to FWP Director Martha Williams, the commission recommended limiting launches on Tiber to sites manned by inspectors, as well as limiting participation in a local boater program meant to ease access for boaters who only launch in Tiber and Canyon Ferry to only apply to boaters east of the Continental Divide. FWP says limiting boat launch sites on Tiber will ensure all boats are inspected and protect Montana's uninfested waters. Roadside boat inspection stations begin opening this week at reservation and state border crossings and along the Continental Divide. Inspection sites at the Tiber Marina and VFW campground will operate from mid-May through mid-October. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. Montana Attorney General Tim Fox has joined 29 other state attorneys general in imploring federal legislators to maintain state-level consumer protections on student loans. The AGs sent congressional leaders a letter asking them to reject a piece of the so-called PROSPER Act that would limit states' jurisdiction in student loan matters.
So it's very troubling that anyone would sponsor a bill in the United States Congress that would cut the state's top law enforcement officers and consumer protection officers out of the ability to protect their citizens.
Fox says states can best protect students against private organizations that defraud them with misinformation about program costs and education outcomes, but keep students on the hook for repayment. The current bill would make student loan organizations immune from state licensing requirements or law enforcement. The letter was headed by the AGs of New York and Colorado and follows a previous bipartisan effort on student loan issues last fall. Federal officials are taking public comments on the possible listing in the National Register of Historic Places of two Idaho fire lookouts. The National Park Service is considering the Gardner Peak Lookout in the Nez Perce National Forest and the Salmon Mountain Lookout in the Bitterroot National Forest. Both lookouts are in Idaho County and north central Idaho. The Gardner Peak Lookout was built in 1953. The Salmon Mountain Lookout was built in 1949. Both are staffed for fire detection. The National Park Service is taking comments on the nominations through March 29th. I'm Olga Kramer, Montana Public Radio.